Here are some advices for black football players in Italy. If you are the target of racist chanting, don't complain with the ref, because you will have a yellow card. And don't leave the field, because you will have a red card and one match ban. And don't argue with people in the stand, because arguing with racist people is like playing chess with a pigeon. It doesn't matter how good you are. The pigeon is going to knock all the pieces down and shit on the board and parade around like he has won.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track.
Mike, what fucking Jesus, Monty Python-ass shit did we just open our show with?
Eric Cantona.
Who's that?
He's a Manchester United legend. And he's one of soccer's great, odd combination of extraordinarily good and extraordinarily weird.
That's a good video. Yeah, I really like that.
It's worth watching, and we'll have to post it
We'll
post it on Facebook, because he's sitting there. He sat down, but he's got a cane in his hand that is, I'm near positive, purely decorative. I think he's probably still
the unbuttoned shirt,
and he's just wearing an open shirt.
Parade around.
He's showing his age a bit.
He looks pretty good, actually.
He's pretty good, but yeah. I think he's indulged himself a bit since his playing career has ended. But wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, some people
he retired 20 years ago, after all.
I mean, look at Eddie Lacy. Some people indulge themselves while they're still playing.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Owned Eddie Lacy.
He gets owned regularly, him and Pablo Sandoval.
Well, Pablo Sandoval, any hope that he ever had of avoiding that went when his belt went.
Oh,
when his
that,
belt
that,
exploded,
when that,
that
belt
was
exploded.
It.
Oh, it was such a perfect instant replay of that, too. They really got it nicely framed. In the high def, just pop. I just traded for him in my expensive fantasy baseball league. Well, not for him, for Carlos Gonzalez, but he was part of the trade. Mm. And I'm presumably just going to drop him because I don't really like him or his ilk.
Nope.
Keeping in last week's theme, where we start with something that is only tangentially related to sports, I was on Cracked today for the first time in fucking forever, and I saw that our major sports have a tragedy plan in the back burner. So in the NBA, if five of your players die, they have a draft. And basically every NBA team protects five of their own players, and then the team that lost these five players can pick whoever they want from who's left. The NHL, it's the same exact rule, except the magic number is 11. I don't know what happens in the NHL if only 10 of your players die. Guess you're just good and screwed.
In a way, you can't help but to be disappointed in that case.
Yeah. and the NFL has its own Mason-Dixon line, where if it's 14 players, if fewer than 15 players die, so yeah, 14, it is only considered a near disaster, and the team is required to finish the season anyway, though they get preferential treatment on waiver claims. If there are more than 15 victims, they can just bow out for the rest of the season, and they get a consolation number one overall pick. Which, imagine being the second worst team in the NFL. Imagine being the Jets in this scenario, where just like all of the Colts, the 15 Colts die, and then they just get the number one overall pick instead of the Jets, who are putting honest-to-God effort into tanking.
The Jets shouldn't bother tanking, because they're like, what good can come of it? Absolutely nothing.
They'll just get a quarterback who disappoints.
Being a Jets fan seems like the worst.
And on ESPN recently, there's been a lot of, I'm not going to be able to say the name of the team, you're going to have to do it, that died in the plane crash last year, the Brazilian team.
Chapecoense.
It must have been a year, just very, very recently. Or 2 years, or how long?
More like 7 months.
Really? They're on the front page of ESPN today. Yeah, they were on the front page of ESPN. I thought it was a year, but whatever.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Oh. It was 28th November 2016.
It was a long 19, huh?
So November. So yeah, it's June. So yeah, about 7-8 months.
I need to make these horrific rules for somebody dies in my fantasy baseball league. Just have it ready in the back burner. just in case one of the overweight gentlemen I have in my league, just their heart explodes.
Mm.
I'm just like, I would love to go to our friend Paul with a heart attack backup plan. It's like, Paul, we're ready just in case. He'd look at me like, you piece of shit, Harmoning. You planning for me dying?
By on the subject, the guy that everyone thought died at the anti-Sharia march in New York, he had a heart. He saw a halal cart and it made him so mad that he died. But as it turns out, there was some misinformation and he actually survived.
That woman got pissed thrown
at
her.
Yeah,
that's
woman
cool.
Did get covered in commercial grade fox piss.
Now, am I saying that I like Sharia law? No. Do we need anti-Sharia law protests in the United States,
in
though?
New York City?
Probably not.
How has Sharia law affected your life, Brendan? What has it stopped you from doing
in
the last couple of years?
It has stopped me from doing nothing. It's just on the news a lot. The Fox News Christians are very, very scared that Sharia law is suddenly just going to appear in the United States. It's just going to, like, pop up, like, more than, like, the tangential just terrorist attacks. Like, it's going to be a thing here.
Yeah, I don't know how they think it's going to be imposed.
Yeah, I don't
know what the concern is.
That's one of those things where you see it on Fox News and you just go, like, yeah, everybody's on your side. Why are you talking about this? Nobody wants this.
There's, I don't know, maybe they think about it like everything else because they have no concept of, like, any...
The war on Christmas.
Nuance, yeah. They're just like, well, if gay marriage happened, who knows?
It's all
the same. All bad things are the same.
Well, like, the bad guy...
There are no good things.
The bad guy for them is always the liberals, and, like, the liberals would be the people who want Sharia law the least.
Yeah, but they've never met these people.
No, they haven't.
This is a bunch of...
They met Stephen A. Smith that time.
They met Stephen A. Smith that one time. But, no, it's just a bunch of shut-ins. What's the median age of the average Fox... median age... Not, you can't have median and average. The median Fox News... viewer is 69, I think, or something like that.
You'd know better than that. I just saw the median hockey viewer age today, which is 49. I don't know about Fox News. This isn't a rundown, but there was something that said NASCAR and something else are getting older,
mm-hmm.
And
baseball.
Soccer and NBA fans are getting younger. Yeah, NASCAR and baseball, sure. I think it was NASCAR and baseball, and soccer and NBA are getting younger. Bodes well for them, I suppose. But let's move on to the next thing I actually wanted to talk about. The absolute soul-sucking betrayal of Gucci Mane to the city of Atlanta.
Friend of the show, Gucci Mane, let down his people.
I'm kind of interested in your thoughts about this, because you said that you like Gucci Mane. I'm very neutral. I don't dislike him. But East Atlanta Santa. He calls himself East Atlanta Santa. Is that, or it's his album, at the very least.
Now, to be fair, there is no, like, direct rivalry between the Patriots and the Falcons.
There is now.
No.
28-3. They've been saying it for months. This is a rivalry. Like,
no, this is just... It's not a rivalry.
It's short term.
It's bullying.
Okay, yeah.
It's not... A rivalry would mean the Falcons...
How's that better, though?
The Falcons are never going to get back at them. Because that's why. Because the Falcons will never make up for this.
Okay.
It's not like it's not like this is Cavs-Warriors and they're just going to keep meeting in the finals until everyone dies. The Falcons
blew it.
The Falcons aren't getting back to the
Presumably
Super Bowl.
Presumably their only chance.
Not to make some wild hot take here, but the Falcons aren't getting back to the Super Bowl next year.
No, that's not how this NFL works.
No.
It's not.
Too much pressure. They're going to go 9-7 next year.
I mean,
or
the
something.
Patriots themselves are just about 50-50 to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're no deadlock on anything, even though they have improved their team, which is terrifying.
Patriots have a much better chance than the Falcons.
He played... who on the Patriots do you like to sing the Drake verse of both the most? I just said Tom Brady because why not? Oh, actually, I watched the Snapchat thing from whoever posted that on Snapchat on the Patriots, and Robert Kraft does not get off the stage for the entire Gucci Mane performance. He's just standing up there.
Does he move at all?
He's like leaning against the table and smiling with his hands in his pocket.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Don't try to dance. Don't do that. Like, you know, how politicians, if there's music happening, they have to like clap along.
Yeah.
Don't
do that.
Don't fall for that. Just lean. Just be happy to be there. Just sort of just take it all in.
Little nods.
Look
That's
like
the
a
way
guy
I'm
is
doing
taking it.
It
all in.
Little nods.
You can move your head. Do not move your body at all, Robert Kraft.
Yeah, once you start stepping, that shit shows up on SportsCenter.
Exactly.
Ask Luke Walton.
No,
that wasn't Luke Walton. No, that was Mark Madsen, yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, whatever. I don't know why I thought that was Luke Walton. Well, all right. let's change tones. And Mike, could you give me some music in the back, please? Yeah, that hits the right note. It's been a tough week this week for love and sports. It's a very tough week. And we're going to start our look at that by looking at the heartbroken Addison Russell.
Sports Online Heartbreak Corner.
Imagine you're playing in a baseball game. And in the middle of this baseball game, when your phone is in your locker, your wife posts on Instagram about how she's over the abuse and the cheating, and she's leaving you. And a buzz goes through the stadium, and everyone knows what happened.
Everyone knows.
Except you. This is what's happened to Addison Russell.
See, well, the problem is, it's the modern game. It's the people are looking at their... They're not watching the game. They're looking at their phones.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't know that Addison Russell's wife was leaving him mid-game. If not for the fact that they weren't paying attention, because it's millennials, you know?
Can you imagine, like, getting back to your locker and checking your phone and just seeing, like, I'm sure just a thousand people DM'd him and just said, like, hey, man, looks like your wife fucking left you, and I'm sure there was, like, a thousand of them. He had to sort through all those.
I bet it was just screenshots with a bunch of question marks. That was every text. Well, I have to assume that he had an idea this might happen if what she said is accurate.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's not like she just up and decided to leave. I'm sure there was a conversation before. But doing it during the game is funny. I just like the idea of everybody knowing before him, which may not have even happened.
Also, it's worth mentioning that with baseball, it's just... whenever she would decide to do it, it would probably be during a game. They play a lot of games.
There's a lot of games.
And the games are long.
What's the treatment for him in the locker room when you find out that? Because I imagine it's a lot like that pitcher's throwing a no-hitter treatment. It's just kind of like, it's the fifth inning. His wife leaves him, and just don't talk to him. He's in the zone right now. Just
let it go.
Leave him to his devices.
Now, I don't know. Well, I would have to imagine... That well, also again, if it's his fault, which it seems to be,
it
really sounds like his fault. I wonder, do you think Chris Bryant just goes, "Hey man, shouldn't have cheated on her"? I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, Chris. We've been married for 9 minutes.
Listen, if you want my opinion,
So we should have really messaged Addison Russell and told him that breaking up with his wife in the middle of a season while trying to repeat his champs is not an elite mentality.
It's not an elite mentality.
You should stay together with your spouse. Breaking up is for winter meetings.
By the way, Chris Bryant's wife, Jessica Delp.
Delp.
Again, put that on the list of names that I don't want. Despite hating my own name, because it is so generic.
Hell yeah. Say you love me. Oh, woo! That's majesty. Let's go to our next breakup.
Well, Delp. Put Delp on the list because it sounds like a nonsense word. And that's my list. Nothing. Nothing unpronounceably Polish. Because a life of having someone go and you just shut up.
Krzyzewski.
Yeah, a whole
Krybaluski.
A life of being called Krzyzewski. That or worse yet is when you're Flutie. No, thank you.
I don't want to be a Flutie.
No, thank you.
You know, I told you I didn't want you to play a second song. I take it back. I like it when it runs through my headphones.
It's good. Everyone now.
All right. Our second breakup is a bit of a less serious relationship. Antonio Brown's girlfriend.
I don't know if
it's a girlfriend or what. Just somebody. Let me find the exact message she posted. Do you have it in front of you?
I'm gonna go ahead and say, well, I'm switching songs, but yeah, I can get it in front of me real quick. It's on my desktop for exactly this situation.
Go ahead, do it.
I'm assuming her name is pronounced Jenna. Jenna Frumes, JenaFrumes, on Twitter said, and Jenna, she looks like She looks like Steph Curry if you put her through him through FaceApp and made him a pretty lady. But as it was discussed on Twitter, a while back when Steph Curry had that. I can't find the picture that everyone was talking about, but yeah, the picture where Steph had the towel over his head and someone's like, no homo, Steph Curry is a beautiful woman. But Jennifer Room says, Antonio Brown's phone number. Shoot him a text and say, return my belongings. Kissy face emoji, heart, 1412-509-7184. I don't know if that tweet is still up because we screenshotted that. I screenshotted that a bit earlier, and I don't know if he texted her and said why. Did he ever get back to you?
He did not get back to me. I texted him on behalf of Sports Online, and I let him know, hey, Antonio, your girl blew up your spot on Twitter, and Sports Online is here if you'd like to clear the air. Wouldn't you know, he never got back to me. It's been 2 days now. You know what? I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's probably mad about this.
I think he's got some shit going on right now. I think he's a little busy.
And also, again, this and this will transition to the next one. Nicely, but here's the thing. You think like, oh, I'm one of the best receivers in football. I'm making an insane amount of money. You know what? You don't have as much leverage in these situations as you think you do. You have a lot more to lose.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I mean,
don't be stupid.
My wife could chase me down for everything I'm owed, and I'll give you $50 after my next paycheck, or for everything she's owed, and that's $50. Here you go. Go buy yourself something dinner.
Yeah, I would.
God knows I won't buy any.
I am not gonna. You got to be careful about putting yourself in this sort of situation.
Well, you got to make sure that the breakups are. You're either getting into this thing knowing that like it's a one night thing, or like break up amicably, give her back her shit.
Also, at some point, gauge the situation. Does she seem like the sort of person who will put your phone number on Twitter?
Maybe just go to her place. But then again, he's Antonio Brown. His place is probably substantially
better,
nicer.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably.
Would you rather go to Antonio Brown's house or hang out? If you're a girl, go to Antonio Brown's house or hang out in what is just pretending they live in my loft. Like, no, that's not even a decision.
No,
I'm going to A. Brown's.
Well, he's got, I mean, she's.
I'll tell you what, I'm single.
She's
Antonio.
Probably monetized her Instagram account in such a way that it's probably a really decent apartment. I'm sure she's promoting some sort of nutritional powder. It's a powder-based economy online.
The amount of people I work with that do the Instagram model thing where it's just like them posing in something with some object in the background. It's like, just take a picture doing some yoga pose with our dehumidifier. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, Eddie Lacy did that today. Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then some guy moaned at him because he said it was his rest day. And someone just like, so, me and you did the same thing today? I feel like the NFL would demand a little more.
I feel it the same way. Next, moving to, you don't agree? Nah, never mind. Let's just keep moving.
Yeah, I need a rest day.
Yeah, okay.
Well, someone's just like,
well, no, I think he was talking about the Instagram or the hashtags he had because the hashtags were, I believe, workouts that are just on demand.
I don't know. That I missed. I figured he was moaning because it was a rest day. Well, no, someone's just like, not exactly James Harrison stuff. I'm like, you know, James Harrison is an insane person who has been lucky to not injure himself severely with his stupid workouts.
Next, our next breakup, probably the most serious of the three. Scottie Pippen got pretty openly cucked. And
what are you going to do?
By Future. His wife in February posted some picture that said, the heart wants what it wants, and Future was commenting on it, like, forever with a heart, and she was banging out Future for a while. And Future, as rappers are, not all rappers, and not every time, but are wont to do, cast her aside. And, after Future cast her aside, we put on some Percocet. Where was I? Yeah, Future cast her aside, and Scottie Pippen bought her a $4 million comeback ring, and they're still getting divorced.
Well, again, that's because, as I say, she's kept her looks, and Scottie Pippen has not. Scottie Pippen looks like a dang tree trunk.
You're with Scottie Pippen for the money if you're with him. But then, if somebody's with you for the money, you cannot be surprised when they go be with somebody else who's more famous than you.
Yes.
Right now, at least.
Exactly. You got, yeah, if, there were probably many very successful women who he could have ended up with, and he chose, again.
A real housewife of Miami star.
I don't know if when they got married in 1997, I don't know what she was up to. I don't know if she gave up a career for this. I don't know if she was always just an aspiring trophy wife. But if you gotta know those people are out there. Because and it works both ways. Look at Kevin Federline.
Kevin. Sorry, I was rapping. Mumble rapping.
I said it goes both ways.
Yeah, K-Fed. K-Fed is his own thing.
He was a dancer, but he wasn't Britney Spears.
He
was a background dancer.
I mean, it was just I know that Scottie Pippen spent his whole career playing as like a second to Michael Jordan, but I didn't think that was going to inject into his personal life. Just keeps passing that ball.
And then lastly,
yes, our non-romantic breakup. Go ahead, Michael.
Non-romantic breakup. Diego Costa received a text from his manager, Antonio Conte, Chelsea's Diego Costa, Premier League champion, and he received a text saying, "Hi, Diego. I hope you are well. Thank you for the season we spent together. Good luck for the next year, but you are not in my plan." Cut from the team via text.
Now, there's something to be said about that breakup method, though, because he was direct, right to the point. There was no controversy in that.
Hope you are well.
He did not string him along at all. He was just like, listen, we're done. I'm sorry. It's
also,
over.
Also, you know what? Maybe because I'm not a man, but... because
you are not a man?
I'm not. Yeah. If it was like, hey, I need you to come down here, we have to talk about something, just like, you know what that means. Just text me and then save me the trip. He's probably off on vacation somewhere. Who cares?
Yeah, it's also a lot easier when it's not matters of the heart and it's just you just getting a contract from somebody else instead, because it's not like he's not going to have a job. He'll absolutely find a job.
He's very good, but he's just a massive pain in the ass. That's probably why Conte didn't want to have to talk to him ever again in person.
Conte to break up with any girls that I need to break up with for me.
Thank you for the season we spend together. You are no longer in my plan.
You know what? You get it over with, just right there. You can't be. The biggest thing I don't like about any of these things is breaking up with people through social media. Turn off the feature, please. No, he said the N-word. We need to turn that off. Oh my good lord. You let him say the N-word.
Bill Maher.
Fucking goddamn.
Like Bill Maher over here.
Well, now I gotta record this whole fucking thing over again. Can't have the N-word in my podcast. Yeah, I just don't approve of the breaking up with people over social media thing.
No, that's bad.
It's text message, I guess. That was a matter of work, so that's fine.
Yeah. It's a business decision.
But Scottie Pippen got pretty much openly cheated on Instagram.
Yeah, he did. That's yeah. His wife,
and then he wanted her back.
His wife did a bad thing. I don't know what Scottie Pippen gets up to. Again, he's not an attractive man.
No,
and
looks like a door.
His face just gets longer every time you look at it.
Warped ass
every
wood.
Time you look at it, the face gets longer. It's like a piece of driftwood.
All right, let's move on to something. Zlatan got cut, and there were rumors of him going to LA Galaxy, but according to you, that's not true. He's not officially...
Not true. He's a 35-year-old coming off an ACL tear. He's going to demand insane money. It's not worth it right now.
What are we listening to? What do we got?
Casey and JoJo.
Turn it down a little bit, because it's not... It's okay. That's fine. I don't care.
We've finished the Sports Online Heartbreak Corner.
Using more heartbreak music, though, Alexis Sanchez dog video.
Oh! Yeah, Arsenal's Alexis Sanchez posted a video of set to on not on his own Instagram, but his dogs have their own. Yeah, Adam and Humber, and it's just a bunch of pictures of them just hanging or a bunch pictures and videos professionally edited together. I don't know if he made this.
That didn't
in
look
iMovie
like a very.
Or
it probably was iMovie.
Or I don't know if he. I don't know if he made it himself. That's awesome.
I really hope he made it himself, because he hires somebody to make this video for him to put on there.
But it's set to Bryan Adams, Everything I Do.
That's too pathetic.
And it looks like a video that you would make after your dogs have died, but they're very much alive. These dogs are fine.
He just really, really fucking loves his dogs.
He's just very serious about the dogs. And it is. This video is complete.
Does he have like a wife or a girlfriend or anything like that?
I think so.
Because even with a wife or a girlfriend, that's the creepy level of attachment to an animal.
He's not a normal guy.
Those like pictures that people post on Facebook all the time of just their cats is like, that's way more accessible than this level of obsession.
I'm very concerned about Alexis's life.
Alexis plays for Arsenal, by the way.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about what he's going to do once his playing career is over.
Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, I don't know. He's a hyper intense person. He's like never misses games. He doesn't get hurt. You know, he's, I remember, like, when he's on vacations, he's just posting pictures of him running up hills. It never stops.
The dog video is worth checking out. You have to get, maybe we'll just post it on the Facebook, I suppose, again, which is fine.
Yeah.
A lot of the things we're talking about today are videos, because next, I'm not sure if this is, like, a regular bit that the Atlanta Braves do, where they just have some professional track star on their payroll. But they did this thing called Beat the Freeze, and the Freeze is a guy who's dressed up kind of vaguely like that guy from The Incredibles, Frozone. I'm so glad I remembered his name. And this basically, what you have to do is just race across. You have to go foul pole to foul pole and just get there before you have to run on the warning track and get there before the freeze. And the freeze gives him about a third of the outfield of a head start. He gives him, as the announcers call it, a 200-foot head start. And this guy gets beaten like the last 10 yards. And as he sees the freeze passing him, he falls on his face in front of a stadium full of people.
To which the commentary is just like, yeah, right in the dirt where he belongs.
You fucking animal.
That's true. Now, to be fair, this guy, he did start a he did start doing the sort of
the showboating.
Yeah, he's doing the arm waving, trying to get the crowd to
Usain Bolt at the end of that sprint. Yeah.
Yeah, he's. Guess what? Guess who's not Usain Bolt?
that white dude in his white gym socks.
That particular man.
He got beat and he just like looks over his shoulder. He looks like to his left and the guy's just like still at full tilt passing him. And this guy's clearly like lagged and gotten tired. And see, that's why I wonder if this is like a normal thing that the Braves do. Because like if it were, you would know.
You would know that.
Like this guy's coming.
Yeah, you can't only do this so many times, because especially now. That, you know,
yeah, now it's gone viral.
Yeah, now no one's even going to want to try to beat the freeze.
I want to try and beat the freeze. He could beat me. I'm not going to fall on my fucking face where I belong. He will beat me. That's not what I'm saying.
You belong in the dirt.
I belong in the dirt. His mother was a mutter.
Belong in a...
His father was a mutter.
Belong in a grave.
Just let me die. I was not aware of the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Gordie Howe hat trick is a goal, an assist, and a 5-minute major for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And Evgeny Malkin got one in the last Stanley Cup game. And although...
Evgeny?
Isn't E-V-E-G-N-I? Evgeny?
Evgeny.
Shit, there's not another E.
Come
Evgeny.
On.
Yeah, Evgeny Malkin. It's actually been autocorrected on my thing to Malign. Evgeny Malign.
Well, that's racist, but I get it.
It's just autocorrect. The last three guys in... Now, there was also some debate whether it was a true Gordie Howe hat trick, because he only got a 4-minute for roughing. He didn't get a 5-minute major for fighting, but I think it's close enough, especially for a Stanley Cup game. But then again, benchmarks are benchmarks. The last three guys with a goal and a 5-minute major in a Stanley Cup finals game, one was Evgeny Malkin. The one before him was Evgeny Malkin. The one before him was Evgeny Malkin. And the one before him... Evgeny Malkin. He was the last four to score a goal.
He's passionate.
That is fucking awesome. Love that.
He's nothing if not passionate.
Which brings up, what's your favorite fight in a big spot in like a championship, large playoff game sort of atmosphere?
There are two immediately come to mind. One, as I mentioned, was the Kevin McHale clothesline on Kurt Rambis.
Okay.
Do
you remember what year that was in? You posted that in Slack.
I'll look. Yeah, there's going to be a two-part 30 for 30 about the Lakers Celtics rivalry that's starting on Tuesday, I believe. And then the other one I did like at the end of the Super Bowl when the Seahawks knew the game was over and just started fighting the Patriots, because I'm a fan of pettiness, and I really appreciated that.
That's a good thing to be a fan of. I like that. I love to be petty.
Oh, and I...
Tom Petty.
I enjoyed the Game 4 near fight when Zaza Pachulia tried to punch Shumpert in the dick and balls.
two straight years, a ball tap in the finals. It's really, there's no place for it, but I'll root for it every year.
And then that fan got kicked out, but I don't know what for. You can say that if you never believed in white privilege before, please consider that Charles Oakley was dragged screaming out of the garden for just being there, and they had to eject that fan, and he shook the hand of every cop as he went out.
The one I think of is, it wasn't really a fight, but the bench is definitely cleared when Clemens threw that broken bat at Piazza.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. Roided up Clemens throws a bat at, presumably roided up, but never proven, Mike Piazza. And I love the explanations after that. He was like, he was just trying to get the bat off the field. Like, no, he fucking wasn't.
No.
Absolutely not.
Also, you want to play a fun game?
That was a statement of intent.
It's going to take us a while to get there, but set an over-under on how many people go to Roger Clemens' funeral.
Oh, God.
Six? Six and a half?
No, it's going to be hundreds. I think it's good. Well, see, like, you overestimate how much people are going to be hated. Because I remember after A-Rod retired, I was like, yeah, okay, he's probably already got his broadcast deal signed. And you're like, no, he's not going into broadcasting. And he immediately went into broadcasting. Do you remember this?
Yes, I remember this. It turns out I was wrong about A-Rod and his ability to be a broadcaster. Although he did leave, he did have his weird notes.
There's about, weird notes about just said condoms
like,
or something.
Yeah, just said like sex question mark or whatever it was.
A-Rod fucks. This guy fucks.
No, I'm just saying that Clemens, he has a section in his Wikipedia called adultery accusations.
Oh boy. Does he?
Yeah, what you say hundreds. It's not like he's going to...
All of baseball is going to show up. It's going to be a sad moment.
It's not going to look like Kennedy's funeral. It's not going to be pulled by horses. No, it's... No,
he's going to have a big funeral.
Roger Clemens is hated by everyone who's ever met him.
They're still... come on.
This is not a public thing. They're not... Like, the city of Houston isn't going to honor him.
Well, he could be honored in any of, like, two or three cities, but either way.
No, there's not going to be a... There will not be a public funeral for Roger Clemens. There will be... I'm saying his private family funeral, how many people show up, and it's going to be next to nobody.
They're going to have...
You are completely wrong on this.
Well, that's fine.
No one is going to Roger Clemens' funeral. Everyone hates him.
I'm saying more than 150.
It's not a public funeral.
Why are you shouting at me?
Because what? You think his wife, who's been cheated on by a bunch of times, is going to invite the whole town to come by?
You don't have to be invited to a funeral. You just go, and all these baseball guys are going to go like, oh, you know,
there are
he had his
private services.
He had his problems, but you know, he's a legend, and he meant a lot to our game while he was playing.
The only person there is going to be Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit's going to be the only person at Clemens' funeral.
Mike Piazza's going to stand up and say he's going. Everybody's going to be like, if Mike can be the bigger person and Mike can go, then I'm
going
to go.
Piazza's not going.
Piazza's going.
Piazza's busy.
Fucking booking his flight on Spirit Airlines.
He owns his third division soccer team in Italy, and he's having a great time.
By the way, for our listeners out there, if you're trying to fly Spirit or Frontier Airlines, make sure your flight is less than 2 hours. Make sure, because you don't want to sit on those plane airlines for longer than that. Just throwing that out there.
That should be common knowledge.
It's
a budget airline.
It is absolutely a budget airline.
It's that is full on get what you pay for territory.
I almost died on the Spirit Airline flight of my own accord, of my own doing, and then I was charged $80 for an Uber to a hotel or a taxi to a hotel, and I know I was fucked. I was drinking at the airport before I was going to Chicago for my cousin's wedding, and I was drinking at the airport. And then I got on the plane. I had like three or four beers or something like that. And then I got on the plane and I was like, all right, this thing says it's 2.5 hour flight. Time elapsed 2.5 hours. It's like, this is fine. I had a couple, I had a double gin and tonic. And then everybody seemed to have calmed down and was sitting and nobody really wanted anything. So I stood up and I went over to the flight attendant and asked for another double. And then I got one more single. So I had five of these things. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to have this last one, and then, like, I still have an hour left of this flight, so I'll just sober up, I'll get some waters, it'll be fine. And as soon as I finish my last gin and tonic, they go like, all right, everybody, seatbelts on, like, we're landing, we're starting our descent. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, I didn't think about the time zones at all. So I landed, and I was just fucking hammered, and I started, like, wandering through O'Hare Airport, and this taxi driver who's standing there in like a suit, and he's like, sir, do you need a taxi? Are you trying to go to a hotel or something? And I was like, oh, absolutely, I do. You know where this is? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. And he starts, and we just get in the cab, and we go, and I get about halfway through the trip, or three quarters of the way through the trip at least, and 25-minute taxi ride, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So not extraordinarily long. I realize there's no meter running. And we pull up to the hotel, and he goes, "All right, that'll be $120." And I laughed at him. And he was like, "No, we told you, these are like Uber Black prices." And he was like, "You didn't fucking say that. I'm not giving you $120. I'll walk out and lock myself in my room right now. Figure out something more reasonable." And he was like, "Sir, we said $120." He's like, "Well, then you're not going to get anything. Like, do something about this." And we settled on $60. And, which I still got fucking hosed, but it was not $120. What he did, it was excellent bargaining because he started so high.
Yeah, when I took a cab from Newark to Livingston. There was a wedding that I went to in Livingston. Brian and I were going. We'd get out of the train at Newark. We could have gotten Uber. If we got an Uber, it would have been like $20. But yeah, we got in the world's filthiest cab outside yep. Newark Penn Station. Took I don't know, 25 minute cab. Same. And yeah, and I'm like, "Oh, there's no meter." And then we pull in, and he's just like, "Yeah, $60.
Fuck you.
Just like, "I'm going to go in this wedding." And I had exactly $60 cash on me. It's just like, massive mistake. Should have just left. Should have just walked right out of the cab. I should have said, "Show me the meter." Show me your list of, show me your price list that says Newark to Livingston, $60.
He just knew I was hammered because I was just stumbling through this airport like an absolutely crazed person.
You did set yourself up for this in a way.
My dad yelled at me for that. He was like, "Didn't you see the signs all over the airport that said don't accept rides from non-official like yellow cab taxi drivers?" He's like, no, I didn't see that, Dad. I was fucking wrecked. He's like, "Well, you're lucky you didn't die." I guess.
You could have just got robbed.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any cash on me. It was very low stakes robbing. He was going to take my suit. He was 6 inches taller than me. Low stakes robbing. We're into odds and ends now. Odds and ends. You want to give a Sports Online shout out to Albert Pujols, number 600?
Good for Albert Pujols.
Number 600 was a grand slam.
One of the, for potentially the most boring superstar of my lifetime.
Yeah. I mean,
I watched most of Albert Pujols' career, and I have pretty much no positive feelings towards him. And maybe that's because I hate the Cardinals so much.
Drew Brees is pretty boring. Now I'm just thinking of boring superstars.
Albert Pujols, once he left the Cardinals, people pretty much forgot about him.
Yeah, the Angels just signed him for this stretch. Well, he got into 600. Now it's just going to be him breaking records for the next, I think he's got like 3 or 4 years left on his contract. He's got some time. He signed a 10-year contract, if I recall.
Yep.
10-year, $250, I think. That rings true to me.
Mm.
It's good work if you can find it. You know?
Good work if you can find it. But yeah, I feel great accomplishment. I feel nothing for Albert Pujols. Doesn't interest me.
He hit like 30 home runs last year. He just keeps doing it. His batting average keeps going down, but the power numbers haven't gone down a incredibly significant amount.
He's a richer man's Adrian Gonzalez.
Much richer man's. Yeah.
Much richer man's Adrian Gonzalez. His numbers were ridiculous when you go back 10 years.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things like, oh, he's still going, but he's playing for a bad team.
He's playing for a bad team, and
he's a bit overshadowed by the best player in the world.
Yeah. Well, he used to be the best player in the world, so they belong together.
Mm-hmm.
What else? D'Angelo Williams, Panthers running back, is going to be on Impact Wrestling, actually wrestling, not just doing like a Donald Trump guest star thing. He's in a tag team with a guy named Moose.
I have a feeling there's going to be a pre-approved list of things that he's allowed to take part in that are going to be pretty low impact.
Mike Schmidt said that Odubel Herrera cannot become a leader of the Phillies because he doesn't speak English as his first language.
How good is his English?
It's not great. I think he can speak some English, but it's not great. It's definitely not his first language.
Well, yeah, I. While it does just seem like a dumb old guy thing to say, if you can't speak the language of most of the other players on the team, it probably will be difficult to be a clubhouse leader.
There's also something to be said about leader by example. This guy leads the major leagues in doubles right now. I mean, just go out there and set the pace, set the tone.
Oh, yeah, but if you want, like, say, if you were going to do something embarrassing, like stitch a C onto his shirt, the Red Sox did for Jason Varitek. I think, didn't John Franco have a Didn't he have the C on his shirt as well?
I don't remember. I'm sure you're Googling it right now. Mike Schmidt, like, immediately took it back. He was like, oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, John Franco did have the captain C stitched under his shirt, and it looked terrible.
Yeah, it's not really, you don't really need that in baseball.
It's especially from, the closer, you know?
Yeah. How's he leading? Yeah, how's he the team captain when he throws 20 pitches every third day?
You don't even sit on the same bench. I know that they spend the whole, you know, all the time together and the, you know, in practice and, you know, on team planes and all that. But yeah, during the game, I feel like your influence is pretty limited when you're sitting on the other side of the field.
Something I think about a lot is they did some ESPN interview about people in the bullpen, and God, who was it? I want to say the Mets, but this was years ago. And they talked about playing the nose hair game, where you just go in turns and you have to pluck a nose hair out. Like, this is how bored they get. And you pluck a nose hair out, and if you cry or tear up, you're out. And the last person to cry or tear up wins. And, like, this is how they're killing time in that bullpen. And, like, this is your captain.
Someone must have put together a compilation of all the dumbest bullpen things that have happened.
Because yeah, we'll look into it.
Because there's a lot of time to pass back there.
Yeah. No, there is. And most of you are not pitching every night. Like, most of you are not getting the ball. In optimal scenario, you're really handing the ball to two of these guys.
I've Googled bullpen shenanigans, but I haven't really gotten much.
I like that you went with shenanigans.
So we'll get back to this next week.
And finally, the last thing I have in my notes, at least, is Steve Kerr talking about how everybody's stepping up and trying to talk about the Warriors' place in against historic teams. Do you want to read the quote? You want me to?
Steve Kerr said, "They're all right. They would all kill us. The game gets worse as time goes on. Players are less talented than they used to be. The guys in the 50s would have destroyed everybody. It's weird how human evolution goes in reverse in sports. Players get weaker, smaller, less skilled. I don't know. I can't explain it."
It's good. I like Steve Kerr rules.
Honestly, yeah, people are just like, oh, we wouldn't have been able to compete with us. Like, the only hope you would have had is that you would have been able to beat them up. That, skill-wise, it's not even close. You could talk about, oh, 96 Bulls are the greatest team of all time.
Yeah, whatever. I have a hard time writing them off. They come to mind.
No. They would get shredded by this Warriors team.
I think it's just because picture in my head of Michael Jordan being shredded by anybody is tough to come to terms with.
Michael Jordan be chasing shadows out there. How the 96 Bulls, like, okay, you say you wake them up out of stasis, you know, and,
sure,
and how they're not ready for a team that can hit, like, shoot 50% on 35 footers.
Yeah, it's a different NBA. You're totally right. It's a different NBA.
Yeah, how go back and see how exactly how good the perimeter defending was on that 96 Bulls team, and whether they could have defended three world-class shooters.
And it was the big NBA, the big three-point shooters for them were Kerr and Kukoc, right?
Yeah.
It's Kerr. And Steve Kerr was one of the all-time great three-point shooters, but I still think Clay and Steph
Curry is the all-time
the best.
Great.
Yeah, they would... The game has just changed so much. It's very hard to,
yeah, and
except for, like, predicting, like, one-on-one, like, LeBron v. Jordan kind of shit. Like, it's very tough.
No, players only you college, like, you put the, I don't know, the 78 Steelers would get demolished by like Alabama.
See, that's I have a hard time picturing that.
100%. Everyone is so much bigger and stronger now.
Okay, I don't disagree with you. I just
athletes only get better. Go back and look at the weight of offensive linemen in the 70s. Look at the average weight of offensive linemen over time. If you put, and especially, like, if you put someone like replacement level defensive end, like NFL defensive end, would dominate the league in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely. Put Michael Orr back there. Go blindside the whole 70s Cowboys.
Yeah, they would have no problem.
Have you seen, this we didn't talk about, but, and I wanted to talk about this last week. Harry Redknapp in Birmingham is trying to rebuild Birmingham City, and he tried to get Benoit Assou-Ekoto to join his team, and he said that he's putting soccer aside so he can become a porn star.
Benoit Assou-Ekoto is one of these guys that, Harry Redknapp is one of these coaches that only trusts players that have already played under him.
Okay.
He's signed Nico Kronchar like 11 times. Just everywhere he goes, he just signs players from whatever team he was that he had before. Which, by the way, to be fair, I do that in Football Manager. But Benoit Assou-Ekoto is one of those guys who never really seemed to like soccer. He just happened to be good at it.
It says right here that soccer is not his passion, and it's just a job.
He does not care. So it's kind of incredible that you ever get so good at something you don't actually like.
The only trouble is that he's admitted he wants to be a porn star. Maybe I can get another year out of him before he decides to do that. What a good player. Well, he could end up in Birmingham Colors next year, Benoit. That's it for a rundown. You got any other stuff?
I don't believe so. I'm almost certain that that there was something that I wanted to talk about and haven't. Aaron Judge is real good.
Yeah, he hit a
Shot I'll
today.
Take my appeal to the airwaves. If you can Google any sort of protest where these 4chan anime Nazis have been showing up, and if you could please Photoshop any fat guy in a hockey helmet being hit by Aaron Judge, that's what we need. That's what this world needs. That's the intersection of sports and politics. We need some Kekistan guy holding up a sign with a Pepe and a Bane mask. We need a Photoshop of him his head being destroyed by Aaron Judge's bat. The most violent decapitation in the StatCast era.
Woo! That's a joke.
That's my joke, and I posted it on the Facebook, and it got absolutely zero response, which goes to show this well has run dry. Nobody gives a fucking shit
that's
about
a good
what I say.
That's a good joke. I'm here for you, buddy.
Well, yeah, you're on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Need
but
people outside, like...
I'm just telling you, I'm here for you, buddy.
Jokes.
The joke's good. It's
I
good
know
joke.
The joke's good.
Whoa.
If that joke's not getting any traction, I mean, what hope is there for the rest of this? When we're just stammering through our... talking about Addison Russell's soon-to-be ex-wife.
Still gorgeous ex-wife.
Why do you think she posted that particular picture?
Yeah, well, it's a good picture, Mike. That's why. Yeah, well, are you actually asking me?
Well, no, she's declaring herself to be a proud, independent woman. She's not going to put up some terrible picture of herself. She's trying to just, she's dragged you into it, Brendan.
Yeah, I feel like I'm involved.
I'm Volcel now. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Me too. Why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on... gonna lift.
I'm just gonna prepare for next week's Sports Online. In the meantime, for you to prepare for next week's Sports Online, you should follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook _SportsOnline on Twitter and Instagram. It's at
Sports Online Podcast on Facebook.
Oh, and it's _SportsOnline on Twitter. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. See you next week. It's been fun.
That's it.
Bernie would have won.